Holy Spirit, God the Father, all one. In the middle of a storm, I am holding on, I am. Amen. You know, sometimes we think about the Holy Spirit and the ministry of Jesus and the ministry of God separate. But let's remember that we have a hard time explaining the Trinity, that's true. And just as the parts of an egg, the shell, the yolk, the white, are all part but one, here's the reality. Jesus is all of God. The Holy Spirit is all of God. That's where our illustrations and our object lessons kind of break down. Today we're going to celebrate the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Today is Pentecost Sunday. And as we celebrate the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we remember that the Holy Spirit is all of God. There's no deficiency in Him. So as He places His Holy Spirit in us, we have God in us. We become the temple, not only of God, but of the Holy Spirit and of Jesus Himself. So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said, and he brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him, and he took of the Spirit that was on him and put the Spirit on the 70 elders. When the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. However, two men whose names were Elad and Medad had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but did not go into the tent. Yet the Spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Elad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? Listen to this. I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put His Spirit on them." Then Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. This is clear back Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, in the third book of the Bible. The Holy Spirit had not yet come. Once in a while, He would drop in and there would be amazing things that happened. He would rest on certain people for certain special events. But today, because of Pentecost, because the Holy Spirit has come to infill believers like you and me, today the Holy Spirit dwells in us, in His fullness. Amen. So today it's all about the Holy Spirit, all about His ministry and Pentecost. Well, last week we talked about waiting. Remember, Jesus said, "I want you to go into the upper room and I want you to wait. I want you to wait because I'm going to send my Holy Spirit." And those disciples were probably like, "What? What is that going to look like?" But they did. They went and they waited. And they waited for the Holy Spirit to do what only He could do. And He filled them. We're going to talk about waiting this morning and being filled. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Let's wait on Him.
Rises, we wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord as we wait upon the Lord. coming. Here we go. Strength will rise from the top. And
strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord as we wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord as we wait upon the Lord. Our God will reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer.
In our waiting, amen. Let's look at Acts. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven, and when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? How is it that each of us hears them in his own native language?" Now, these may seem like just names, places on a map, but these represent groups of people that God was reaching at this very moment. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judah, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Pyra, Pamphylia, Egypt, and all the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said they've had too much wine.
Spirit, my heart yearns for thee. Holy Spirit, abide in me. Make me clean, oh, make me pure. I must know the double cure.
Holy Spirit, be my guide.
Holy Spirit, be my guide. my doors open wide. Make me to know thy will divine. Holy Spirit, be thou mine.
Amen. You may be seated. We're going to sing another hymn right now. You know, the Holy Spirit, it says, came like the blowing of a mighty rushing wind, and it came to rest on each of them like tongues of fire. Would you be so bold as to pray a prayer like that? So daring as to pray a prayer like that? That same Holy Spirit, come rest on me. What kind of impact would that have in our lives if we would be so bold as to pray that prayer today? This hymn invites the breath of God, that very breath that breathed into Adam at the day of creation. And Adam became transformed from a lump of clay, dust, to a living, breathing soul. That's the power of God. Power of his breath. Let's sing together.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wast do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will be to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath.
I want to hear you from up here. Breathe on me, breath of God. Let this be our prayer. Last verse.
Breathe on me, breath of God. So shall I never die, but live with thee in perfect life of thy eternity.
Holy Spirit, give our morning tithes and offerings. You may be seated. We're going to sing a song that may be new to you. It was written by Doris Akers back in 1962. And it may be new to you, but it's going to grow on you, I guarantee. So we're going to sing it up here the first time. And when you feel comfortable, I want you to join in, but we're going to sing it at the end of the service as well. I want you to think about all the things in your life that are going on, surrendered. They're on their knees to the Lord Jesus Christ. The new job, it's on its knees before Jesus. It's not going to overpower us. Health situations, they're on their knees before Jesus. The Bible says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's give him our future this morning. Give him our career plans, our hopes for the future, and all the stuff we have in front of us, everything that's on our plate right now. Let's surrender that to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We're just going to walk through this song very slowly. We're not going to rush it. Feel free to sing along. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay with your love, and for these blessings we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Just the voices. Are you ready to sing it with us? Alright, Ella is, aren't you? Let's do it. Just the chorus there, Brad. Here we go.
Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place.
Amen. All right. At this time, our kids may be dismissed, but you got to go that way because we're still in the dark downstairs. Still looking for a mystery phantom fuse that's out. We're going to get that fixed.